CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, man, it's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedicalCenter.com. As promised, Arch caught up with a guy that I thought did a great job, Bijan Robinson. Then they basically put eight guys in the box and stopped the run game cold, which really made it even more frustrating that we tried to run the ball when we finally got the ball in the third quarter. Everybody knew that was the time to do play action. That's on Zach Robinson. But you can't blame Bijan. He toted the mail. If you're a fantasy owner, he put you over the top, the most likely in your championship. And more importantly, a great guy in that locker room and a leader. And here's Bij with Arch.
Tough win today, Bijan. First of all, I know you're happy just to be able to have a chance to do this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first giving honor to God, and the son Jesus for, he's letting us have an opportunity to play for him out here in front of a big stage. And, everything that we do is for him. And, I just honor him for everything that, he blesses us to do. I just want to just thank God for everything. To your question, it was tough. This was a must win for us. I believe God has plans in life for us and our team. And, we're not done doing what we're doing. We still got one more game. Obviously, we'll need some help, but, I have complete faith that, anything can happen. We just got to look at this game right here, and obviously we fought as a team, but we still came up short.
Yeah, tell me about the first half. You guys really controlled the game on the ground. You and Tyler really had it going. The offensive line really had it going.
Yeah, I mean that's what we pride ourselves in. Getting that run going, and then it opens up everything else. Obviously, it was tougher in the second half just because we only got out on the field one time in the third quarter, and in the fourth quarter we didn't have that many opportunities, but. For us, when we get that run game going, really hard to stop. And, I just credit all the offensive line. Those guys right there are, elite, and they're just lethal. And you got Charlie and Ross and Kyle and Drake Mooney, Red just going off and doing what they're doing, and it helps us in the run game. But, we help them. They help us so we can help them in the pass game as well. But, I know it was definitely a tough loss for us on that.
I talk about how quickly you get into rhythm. It seems like you're in rhythm on the first play, and which you were again tonight.
Yeah.
But how much did it affect you guys from a rhythm standpoint in the second half? Because you didn't see the ball for a long time.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was tough in the second half. Any team that gets on the field for one drive in the third quarter is definitely tough. Obviously we want more opportunities, and then in the fourth quarter, just some little things happen. But we still fought. We still, try to get in the end zone so we can get a win. Obviously, we fell a little short to it. But we want the momentum. We definitely wanted that momentum if we had more opportunities. But obviously, that's not how the game worked.
You are a young player. It's just your second season. But you got another guy that's his first season playing quarterback with you, too. And I know you have a lot of respect for the other guy who's playing quarterback. But now Michael's in the game. Tell me about how impressed you are with his poise. And, you had two fourth down conversions that final drive to get back tied.
Man, it was huge, man. Having him back there is just, it gives me a lot of confidence. It gives all of us a lot of confidence because – he's just a guy that, stays calm, stays collected. Everything that he does with a purpose. You might think, bro, do you, care? But, nah, man, he's locked in all the way. And, obviously, this is a great learning game for him, being his second game. And, obviously, this is a big game. But, I think for him it's going to be more so just continue to get that experience and gain that confidence because I believe when he does, it's the sky's the limit for him.
All of us that played the game have one of those moments where you go watch the tape the next day and you think, oh, no.
Yeah.
The play was the double move where you ran the slogo. That's a touchdown, and he missed you.
Yeah, man, I mean, obviously, we've been working on that play a little bit in practice. That was one of them plays where we're just like, whoa, because we had him. I had him on that double move or the safety, nickel corner.
Yeah.
And, I was like, as soon as I got him, I was looking for the ball, but he threw it. I was like, I got to go try to go get it. But we'll keep working on that play and keep perfecting it so we can get another opportunity for it.
B, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
He is such a great guy. I mean, there's a lot of good dudes on this football team. It's Dukes and Bell with Rob Tribble in today for Carl. And, Carl and I always enjoy them got Bijan. It's not just when we're, doing scheduled interviews with him. We'll get a chance to chat or see him in the hallway at Falcons. He's just a great guy. And that's a guy you want to see, you know, advance and go on and have an amazing season like this.
Well, he's got Matthew McConaughey mentoring him on his acting career. They're big buddies.
Good dude, man. So there he is. And, yeah, that was tough. Look, Penix missed him. He overthrew there.
Mr. Drake London
was wide open and overthrew it. Those are moments. But he still came together and gave you those fourth down plays where they converted, and he gets the ball into Kyle Pitts' hands. I mean, look, we've been thinking, and we always felt, look, if you're going to take this guy at four, he's going to be the red zone warrior, the guy who solves all our red zone woes. And at least for one moment that night, they got him in the red zone. He throws a dart in there to Kyle Pitts.
We didn't really get to see him run a whole lot last night. I know he's not a Lamar Jackson-type dual threat or even Josh Allen, but he's mobile enough and athletic enough, and it's polar opposite of where Kirk Cousins was.
A couple guys hit us up on the text line saying, hey, man, why don't we use Rodrigo Blankenship? Because he hasn't been in football for 2 years.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
Yeah,
he's posting on social media.
There's a rogues gallery of bum, washed-up kickers, and I'm sorry, that's what Rodrigo is right now. Yeah. Everyone loves him, loves the specs when he finally got the scholarship from Kirby and all that, but he hasn't been a consistent, effective NFL kicker.
There's a reason why.
Right.
Yeah.
And the dude last night, whose name I will not mention, is a journeyman. That's why he's picked up here. He's bouncing around practice squads.
Third team this year.
And that's what you get. You get a guy who, when we see now in the current NFL, you know, what used to be considered a really big long shot, we're used to seeing kickers making 56-yard kicks. And the ball was tracking. When's the last time you saw a kicker, unless it was a 70-yarder at halftime or something, come up short like that?
Not on that type of kick anymore.
No. And when it was tracking, you and I, everybody else?
I mean, it's like the shooting ranges of NBA players now with the three. That's the same way with kickers.
Right.
50-yarders or layups now. They should be.
A lot of guys say, agree with us, Rob, saying, Mike, you're on point today about Ra. And, yeah, there's moments where players need to step up. The D'Angelo Malone interference. Look, I thought that's ticky-tack. We've seen it. It's affected games. It affected ours. Judon was pretty good. The Jimmy Lake stuff. We'll talk all about this. Blunt Truth hits us up. Why can't we ever get the coaching staff that knows how to coach in game day?